I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The unrest in Egypt turned violent today. Supporters of President Hosni Mubarak descended on Cairo's Tahrir Square, armed with sticks and metal bars. They proceeded to attack the crowd of anti-Mubarak protesters gathered there. Hundreds of people were injured in the clashes. This was a big change after more than a week of mostly peaceful anti-government demonstrations. The protesters' main demand, that Mubarak resign immediately, is still unmet. The embattled president has only gone as far as saying he will not run again in elections later this year. The World's Matthew Bell is in the Egyptian capital. Matthew, you were out in Tahrir Square earlier today. The scene has been dramatic and much different from the past few days, hasn't it been?
Absolutely. You know, we had 8 days of a build-up to yesterday was the culmination of anti-government demonstrations. There were hundreds of thousands of people that turned out, and the center of it was in Tahrir Square. The Mubarak government today, however, tried to turn the tide. I woke up this morning, Marco, in my hotel room to the sound of pro-Mubarak demonstrators marching outside on the street. This was almost unheard of. There was a little bit of it yesterday, but today it really started seriously this morning. So I headed out of the hotel and got into a taxi, and the taxi driver who drove me to Tahrir Square said he was with the president as well.
Sayyid, you say Mubarak is good.
Mubarak is very, very good.
Why?
Mubarak is number one siyasi.
Mubarak has done big things, Sayyid told me. He's a political man, and if you ask those demonstrators what they want, they don't even know. Coming across the bridge into Tahrir Square, there's small groups of people, and they're engaged in pretty intense discussions about the future of Egypt. A young doctor from Cairo, Awad Abdul Karim, said he supported Mubarak and that these heated exchanges were a good sign.
What are people discussing?
This is multi-opinion. I thank Mr. Obama, and I thank Mr. Mubarak. I thank his democracy. This is multi-opinion between Egyptian people. No power to force each something to do in this moment.
But just a few moments later, the scene in Tahrir Square changed dramatically.
Now across the square, it looks like there's a melee happening. The crowd, there's sticks flying, there's things flying in the air from one side to another. I'm about 150 yards away.
Those things flying through the air were rocks, hundreds of them. Pro-Mubarak supporters had charged into the square, some of them riding horses and camels. As we watched the fighting escalate from a distance, anti-government protesters told me they had no doubt their president had orchestrated this scene of violent mayhem. Ahmed Kassar is an Egyptian-American who came to the square with his wife today.
So they fight each other and attack the people, attack the innocents who come protesting in peace. So I think this is a plan.
To make chaos.
Exactly. That's what he's planning for, to make chaos and to let the Egyptians kill each other.
That comment from Egyptian-American Ahmad Kassar ends your report, Matthew Bell. He's talking about Egyptians killing each other. How prepared are people there to deal with the increasing violence?
Marco, you know, when I walked out of the square, I didn't stick around long because things seemed to be getting pretty dangerous pretty quickly. And I walked out and I just started looking at people's faces, and they were just shattered. You know, that these were people who had come to the square to express their opinion, and, you know, they were devastated, especially, of course, the anti-government demonstrators. They had been so inspired by what they saw yesterday. And it really was. I was there during the day. It was a festive atmosphere. There were families there. And then today you just had this total mayhem.
Now, as you said in your story, Matthew, a lot of people have no doubt where these pro-government demonstrators came from, but there's been a lot of speculation how they just materialized.
I looked out my balcony today, and I saw minivans and trucks loaded full of people. There were just men streaming over. This is a bridge that leads onto that side of the river where the square is. There are other reports that talked about how the pro-Mubarak demonstrators showed up at the same place and then charged at the same time. It just seems very credible that they were just very organized.
And with these vans unloading these pro-government demonstrators, what do you think that indicates?
Well, I think, number one, that Hosni Mubarak is not ready to quit, or at least not ready to quit like this. You know, his supporters have said that he should stay in power. He represents stability. I think, you know, again, it's just this situation has moved so quickly and changed so quickly as well. It's just not over.
The World's Matthew Bell in Cairo. Thanks for the update, Matthew.
Thanks, Marco.